This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Constitutional session underway to hear the writ petitions regarding the resolution of the House of Representatives. Health Minister urges to adopt full safety precautions till vaccination against COVID-19 is available to all citizens. And Australia under pressure to free refugee family detained on Christmas Island. A constitutional session is being held today to hear the writ petitions regarding the dissolution of the House of Representatives and the formation of the government as per Article 76(5) of the Constitution. Constitutional bench, which was adjourned for 2 days due to illness of Chief Justice Cholendra Samchar Jangabahadur Rada, resumed today. Judges Deepak Kumar Karki and Anand Mohan Bhattarai are scheduled to present their written opinion on the petition filed by the government side that they should not sit in the bench. Due to some disputes, the constitutional bench has not been able to carry out the regular hearing. Minister for Health and Population Sher Bahadur Tamang has urged one and all to adopt full safety precautions till vaccination against COVID-19 is made available to all the citizens. After inauguration and monitoring of oxygen installation at municipal level community building in Chandragiri municipality, Minister Tamang urged all people to be on high safety alert until vaccination is assured. Calicut has been linked with National Power Transmission Grid. The national grid has reached Calicut as per the predetermined target of the federal government to expand 33 kV transmission line in 5 districts of the then Karnali zone. National Assembly Speaker Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha has administered the oath of office and secrecy to newly elected National Assembly member Drik Narayan Pandey. The newly elected member took oath before the chairperson at a ceremony held at the Federal Parliament building at Singhadarbar today. Israel has provided health and safety equipment to Nepal Police. Deputy Chief of Mission Tal Sabratsman handed over the coronavirus protection materials to the Additional Inspector General AIG of Nepal Police, Hari Bahadur Pal, to help Nepal Police in its fight against coronavirus pandemic. The health safety materials include masks, coveralls and gloves, among other essential protective equipments. Additional 3 corona-related deaths have been reported in Bangke district. According to District COVID Crisis Management Center's focal person Tezoli, 3 more deaths have been confirmed in 2 hospitals of Bangke district. The weather is predicted to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at some places of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Australia is under pressure to release a refugee family from a Christmas Island detention center after their 3-year-old child had to be medically evacuated to the mainland. Advocates say the child has since been diagnosed with sepsis and pneumonia and is in a stable condition, but they criticized the delay in obtaining adequate medical care. The 3-year-old had been sick for about 10 days before authorities took her to the hospital on Christmas Island and later transferred her to Perth. French President Emmanuel Macron has been slapped in the face on an official visit to the southeast of France. A man in a green t-shirt slapped Mr. Macron in the face before officers quickly move in. The president, meanwhile, is pulled away. French media report 2 men have been arrested following the incident. United States Vice President Kamala Harris has faced pressure to visit the U.S.-Mexico border as she tries to tackle a record migration spike. The vice president's staff initially said the border was part of Mrs. Harris's portfolio when U.S. President Joe Biden assigned her in March to stem migration from Latin America. But her advisors have recently been seeking to distance her from the politically toxic crisis. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Constitutional session underway to hear the writ petitions regarding the dissolution of the House of Representatives. Health Minister urges to adopt full safety precautions till vaccination against COVID-19 is available to all citizens, and Australia under pressure to free refugee family detained on Christmas Island. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.